Hey, so yesterday's episode ended when Kathy was telling us about how she had this miraculous, you could say, encounter with a lady at the library at school, and she was offered a chance to carry out a real estate deal. She was very surprised, very shocked. She has never done this before, and she was thinking, how is she going to make it happen? I know there's somebody out there dying to know what happened, so I won't keep you guys. Here's the continuation of the episode. Remember to subscribe and share with everybody.
Like, oh, where can I get that person from? She's like, oh, you can tell, you can ask among your friends. I'm like, okay. So then she gave me her contacts and she told me, if you rent it out, I'll give you money equivalent to 1 month rent. I was like, oh, so I can earn that money just... I'm like, wow, this is so nice. So that next challenge was like, where am I going to get that person from? Or what am I even going to say, you know? Because I've not done it before. Then I went back home and shared with my sister. You know, she was like, ah, where are you going to start from? I'm like, no problem. Let me just go take photos. Because that lady was like, when you're free, come and you take photos. So I was like, okay, so that's number one thing. So you take photos and you write down the details. That's how it started. Then I got the photos. She was like, oh, I have other apartments somewhere else. It ended up that this lady was so rich. She liked me so much. So she would like take me for dinners and all. In that way, I got exposed to the rich community, to connections. I built up my connections. And then she took me where? Yeah, so I'm like in the middle, in the city. It's called Sukhumvit, along the BTS line. And I took photos. So then I was like, okay. So now I need to really look for customers because the lady has invested in me a lot. You know, like when you have a debt to pay. Uh-huh. So it was like I have to reward this lady. I have to like, you know, I have to make her happy because she always checks on me. You know, when you're abroad and you get somebody like that, they kind of like make you feel like you're loved. Feel at home. So I went on internet and I was like, now let me think. I thought, I was like, let me check up real estate companies. Then I think I can sell to them this listing. So what I was doing, taking photos, it's called like getting listings. Uh-huh. So I look up a big of mine right now, he's called Chris. So I contacted their company and I was like, I have this listing, how does it work? Then she was like, are you a freelance or are you attached to any company? I'm like, I'm a freelance. Then he was like, okay, can you send me the details? So I was sharp. I was like, I'm not going to give you the landlord's number until, like, how does it work? First, teach me. The good thing is, I didn't even know about the condominiums I had gone to look at, but they were the most requested ones. So she was like, oh, we have a customer come and review and you show the customer. I'm like, oh, what do I have to do? I was like, what should I do? So I told the landlady, you know what? I have a customer, can we go? And you open the room. She was like, oh, that's so nice. You're very fast, you know, you can do this business. She really encouraged me. So we went to view and I saw how she was doing that thing. Then after that, we closed that deal and I got like it was close to $1,000 in just like
wow.
A minute.
So you were saying that you went when you went to the viewing, you learned some things.
Yes, the landlord is the one because I told her I don't know any. She knew that I was a student by then and I was like new into that field. So she gave me like some backup. She was like, you take this and this, you have to present like this. So I learned from her, and luckily enough, that first viewing was the deal breaker. The client was like, I'm taking this room. And that's how I closed that deal. So that's how the whole thing went. And I went back home as it was too much money for me by then. Like, okay, not too much, but the input. But you know, I reached home. I told my sister, I was like, are you serious? Are you really serious? I'm like, the money's here. You know, can we go out? Whenever I get good news, I have to really share with my family. That's number one thing. So I even said to my parents, you know, everyone, I don't know whoever didn't know about it. I had spread that news. I was so happy. Yeah, so then, yeah, that's how the real estate thing came up. So now let me tell you about the tutoring thing. So by then, when I was still at university, my friends would, because I was good at biology, like sciences, so they would tell me like towards examination time, hey, Topi, my nickname is Topi, can we pay you and you explain this place, we understand in class. because I thought we are charging them something that we've learned from class. It's just like helping. So I was like, and you know these people, whenever you say no, it's not like that polite. Mm-hmm. So you don't put up something. So I was like, we can just do dinner or go for a movie, anything, no problem. Let me just, you know, then I'll explain. So later on, my friend was like, I have my sister, young sister, who wants to learn English. Can you like teach her in your free time? We want to pay you, for example, like 400 baht per hour, like $10.5, I think, per hour. So I was like, okay. But then all those things of verbs, pronouns, I'm like, I'm not going back to that thing. So I told my sister, can you teach English? Because first she's really good at it. So then started like that too. In her free time, she would teach. And then later on, let me go deep into this. Then we searched up some websites and some tutoring sites. Uh-huh. And we found this website, a private tutor, where you can pay. And then they send you students. So that's how we started getting students from other areas apart from the university. And then we became like more like, you know, we opened up a Facebook page, enrolling some other teachers, because there are some other teachers who would be like wanting to join. And then you get them students, they pay you some fee. So that's how the whole thing started. We opened a Facebook page, we became so popular because we are unique, we are African. So everyone would be like, oh, the other African, do this. Mainly, most people here like are into teaching and maybe other jobs like English full-time school teachers, not like this private children. So that's how that whole thing started too. I'm like, okay, so me, I can teach sciences because I'm good at that, and also IELTS, we can always share. Equally, my sister will teach English and IELTS too. Mm-hmm. So it all would even get contracts for like 5 months, one student, and they pay like for 5 months because it's like a test. Like you have to study like 4 skills, like listening, writing, speaking, and you know. So that's how that whole thing started. Those are the two side businesses now. Then after that,
well, we're today, like, that's it. We have to end here, but another part is coming tomorrow at the same time, and she's still releasing more and more and more businesses. How she does it, I don't know, but we're going to find out. By the way, Kathy is a genius at marketing, so she's going to share a little bit about that with us as well, so you can look out for that. We have some amazing episodes lined up for you. We have Ginger Bros. We had an amazing interview with them. They produced some of the finest organic traditional African beverages. It's a very big business that is going up, coming up in the US right now. And we had amazing interviews with Dinkara Collection, one of the fastest growing West African fashion brands, based in Russia. The Russian Federation, yes, West African brand in the Russian Federation. It's really big. It's amazing. There's going to be an amazing interview from Influence Photography. Well, photography that influences. I won't say much about that, but there will be a video that will accompany that as well, since it's, you know, cameras, photography and all that. So you can check that out on our YouTube when it's out. Are you a freelancer? Are you interested in freelancing? Do you know how to start, where to start, what to do? Well, we have an amazing interview for you as well with the king. I call him the king of Fiverr, the king of freelance, Wheezy Dizzy. That's his nickname, Wheezy Dizzy. I won't tell you his real name right now, but you will find out about that, how to kill it on Fiverr. Well, it's amazing. It's going to be amazing. So yeah, guys, it's a full menu. It's a full menu of young people, young entrepreneurs doing their best, having success, and you can learn from them right here on the Student Entrepreneur Podcast. My name is still Daniel Smertz, and we're still doing this for the simple purpose of bringing you value. That's it. So, talk to you on the next one. Be great.